Our guests today are Chris Smith. He's the Chief Technology and Innovation Officer at Accenture Federal Services. Tommy Huang, CIO of the Merit Systems Protection Board. Bernie Mazur, CIO of the Interior Department. And Sheila Campbell, Director of the Center of Excellence in Digital Government at the General Services Administration. So we're glad you could all be with us this morning. And let's start with this digital government idea backs up eventually to the infrastructure that supports it all. So we're going to start there. And I just wanted to get your folks' feelings about how the federal government is doing with respect to the kinds of optimizing and updating of the infrastructure that it operates to better support digital government. Bernie, why don't we start with you?
Thank you. What the federal government is doing, and under the aegis of the Office of Management and Budget, is focusing on looking at how we modernize a variety of services for delivery to the American public. And we are doing cornerstones of infrastructure rationalization. We're also pursuing how we want to rationalize applications, whether to be delivered through a cloud or through a core data center. We are looking at the variety of modern techniques like virtualizing activities. We are also actively pursuing mobility strategies. And each and every agency is actively engaged on those forefronts in that regards to that area. We're looking at opportunities for where cloud first can be delivered. Within the Department of the Interior, we are very much in earnest on pursuing that. And then we work closely as a member of the CIO Council. I work closely with other members of the CIO Council to look for other opportunities.
Okay, and Sheila, you've got the government-wide view of this. So what are you seeing?
Well, I think we're seeing quite a bit of advancement in the digital arena. And our focus at the Center for Excellence in Digital Government at GSA is ensuring that agencies have the capacity to institutionalize digital services within their organization. So we're really focused on capacity building, giving agencies the tools, the knowledge, and the skills that they need to really have a culture shift within their organization to really be thinking about digital as the default. And so we do this through a number of different services. We focus on training through Digital Gov University. And then we also focus on providing shared solutions. So again, instead of each agency trying to figure this out on their own, we're looking at opportunities to provide shared solutions. And one example is the implementation of a common metrics approach and a common metrics tool for agencies. And what this has done is enabled agencies for the first time to have a free tool, free metrics tool made available to them so they can measure the performance of all their government websites and make sure that those websites are really providing the digital services that citizens need. So again, the focus is on capacity building, providing shared solutions and best practices so that agencies can really innovate moving forward.
And when you say metrics of the federal websites, do you mean the technical operational metrics or do you mean the engagement levels and the stickiness and so forth as people come and visit them, or both?
So this is all an outgrowth of the digital government strategy, which required agencies to ensure that they are measuring their federal websites using 10 required metrics. And so those are things like measuring visitation rates, number of unique visitors, or the number of visitors going up, but also things like stickiness. Are people staying on the page? What are the page views? Are people finding what they need? Are they getting the search results that they need? And so by having a common set of metrics, we have a common way to actually measure performance in ways that we haven't ever had before.
Okay, and Tommy Huang, of course, MSPB is a relatively small agency among the titans. But yet when people are there, you're the most important agency in the world to them. So what are you doing with respect to the support structures you need for digital delivery?
Yeah, it is a little bit different for the Merit Systems Protection Board, given we're only a couple hundred people. So a lot of things that sort of are mandated or comes down in terms of guidance might not directly apply to us. So, for instance, the trusted internet connections, the data center consolidation initiative. We only have one data center, so there's really nothing to consolidate. We really have one main internet connection. So a lot of things we can just sort of bypass. So what are we focusing on is more cloud computing, virtualization, mobility, and looking at things that will make our operations more efficient, as well as our internal business applications that are more specific to MSPB, more efficient. And the other thing that really doesn't apply to us as much is we're not really a citizen-facing agency. Most of our direct customers are the federal employees, even though we serve all of the executive department. You know, we're rather small, and we don't deal directly with the public. So some of the things are different in terms of what applies to us, but certainly those things that do apply, we try to look at it and try to be on the front wave of technology and try to make some things work.
All right, Chris Smith, you are lately of the Agriculture Department. You were a federal CIO. Now you're with Accenture, so you have got a broader view perhaps than before. What does it look like from your new point of view with respect to how the government's doing?
Well, I think it's an extraordinarily optimistic time for individuals sitting in the seats that are leading our federal organizations. I think steady progress is being made, and we need to continue that. Right now is not the time for a hunker down in the bunker mentality, right? We don't need to be retrenching and hoping this is going to go by. I think we've got a new normal. For many, many years, people in the government have known that they're going to be doing more with less, and it's really about productivity today. And how quickly, how fast can we move new functionality to increase mission delivery, to engage citizens, to carry out transactions with our citizens, while also being very mindful of security and privacy. So I think it's an opportunity, in fact, to take that path that we've set out on around data center consolidation and going to a more commodity-based set of capabilities. But that's not an easy journey. So I think the progress that has been made is great, but there's real opportunity to go a more resilient, agile, secure, cost-optimized set of capabilities that are going to allow us to interact with the citizens in the manner in which they expect. And that is anytime, anywhere, at a threshold of privacy an interaction that the citizen wants to term. So there's a low threshold of entry for e-commerce. People are willing to share just about anything about themselves when they're in an interaction on the internet. When it comes to that interaction with the government, I think we've got a different threshold, and we've got to be mindful of that, and we've got to look at how do we tailor that interaction so it's just as satisfying, but perhaps has a different level of privacy and security as we move forward. So it goes without saying that the infrastructure that underlies this has got to continue to be pushed forward. We've got to get to those emerging technologies that allow us to quickly bring new products to market and to engage citizens in a faster manner.
And picking up on that idea of productivity, Sheila, I wanted to ask you, as the infrastructure becomes more productive, I guess it's also incumbent on agencies to be more productive in their deployment of applications and getting things out to the public or to internally, depending on which way they're focused, to kind of match that new speed of the infrastructure. That is to say, we don't have months and years and multiple years to deploy big enterprise application style anymore. What's GSA doing in that regard?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and I think Chris made a good point too, in that what we're finding is that citizens' expectations continue to increase based, of course, on their overall experience that they have out there on the web and on mobile devices and in social media. So that's not going to stop. In fact, people's expectations for better services are going to continue to increase at a very rapid pace. So we need to keep up with that very rapid pace. And so one of the things that we have really been promoting is helping agencies work through what that customer journey is. And so what is that overall customer experience that people are having when they come to an agency's website or when they're on a mobile device? Again, it's that access to government information anywhere, anytime, on any device. And so I think what sometimes has happened in government is that we think sometimes more in terms of the technology or the infrastructure without stepping back and saying, what is our agency mission? What are the main things that people are coming to our organization to do? What are those services? What are those primary top services that people are trying to accomplish? And then stepping back and saying, what is that overall experience that we want people to have? Whether they're out on a street corner trying to find the nearest VA hospital, or they're trying to apply for food stamps, or they're at a national park, park and want to reserve a campsite. Those are all things that if we start with that customer journey in mind, then we can step back and say, what technology do we need to be able to enable that? What data do people need to make informed decisions? How do we make that data make sense? How do we give context to that? And I think really thinking about that context, who are the different people, who are the different audiences that are trying to access that information? How do we make it easier for them? And then how do we take a more agile approach? And this, I think, gets at your question in terms of what we've seen as a big shift. And I think what the digital strategy has really tried to emphasize is more of this agile approach to the work that we do. So instead of these mega projects that take 5 years to implement, stepping back and saying, all right, let's try this, let's pilot this for 6 months, see what works, let's continue to do testing, continue to get user feedback, continuing to look at the data, the performance data to see if it's working, make adjustments, and then continue to iterate and improve. And I think that approach, the digital strategy has really emphasized, and I think that's what we're going to see more of moving forward.
And Bernie, I wanted to ask you, as someone who's been at this for a number of years, you probably remember back to the Quicksilver projects, mm-hmm. which were the beginning of the prior administration. We're going back now 12, 13 years, and they were really advanced for their time, but the digital government strategy that's in place now really superseded that. How have things advanced to keep up with that change in policy versus the Quicksilver days?
Well, I'm glad that, Tom, you asked about Quicksilver. I am an alumni of the original Quicksilver team, and it was, I find it remarkable in that decade and odd years, the progress the U.S. government has made. We've moved, I would credit the Quicksilver initiative with ushering in the era of electronic government at the beginning of this century for the United States government. We've completed sets of 25 initiatives, which were a shot across the bow in terms of the IT reform plan. There was drivers to consolidate duplicative websites. We partner with other agencies to deliver common services on the web. We are DOI. We are an active participant in these activities. Our leadership in the geospatial one-stop, won us an award a couple of years ago as the way that citizens use the web. We have to really come to a grips about how they use the web. And one of the terms that, you know, my team within the Department of Interior were using as far as moving the digital strategy is about looking at about data enfranchisement for the American people. And so we're coming to grips with, I have my teams from the geospatial community, the teams from how we do electronics records management, from our scientific communities, as well as from enterprise architecture, looking about how we go about constructing meta tagging for our data and using the tools like we have on web services for how we do indexing of those types of metadata tags and all of that. We're following along the lines of the NIEM or the National Information Exchange method, but trying to isolate or to liberate that data that's all over the place. And we're dealing really with we're in the era of yottabytes now. And how can we make it of utility for the American people is something that we're trying to come to grips with.
Yottabytes is really a lot.
It's quintillions.
Okay.
Quintillions and quintillions.
Surface was the last thing I looked up on that. I thought you were talking about the little green man though out in space was Yoda.
No, it's Superman now, Chris.
Yeah.
And Tommy, how does this all affect Merit Systems Protection Board, the digital government strategy, again being a single mission type of small agency?
Well, Sheila mentioned the word agile, and I think being a small agency, we're able to be more agile. So a few examples there. Back in 2004, we put together a program called eAppeal, which is our online filing for our agency. And that's really where most of the appellants and other pro se's can come to our site and file an appeal with the agency directly online. And that system's been out there. And at this point, we have 58% of our appeals coming in online, and about two-thirds of all the pleadings from the agencies and law firms and whatnot coming through online. So that system's been very successful. And about 2 years ago, when mobile apps really first came into play, we didn't have anybody on board that had a skill set or experience, so we sent one developer to learn it. And from the time that he started to the time we got a public mobile app out there was about three months. And that's learning the process, developing it, finding tools that can help us, and getting out there. So that's an example of being agile. And I think right now, MSPB might be the first and maybe the only, because I haven't heard anybody else doing it, in terms of the whole BYOD movement with reimbursement or subsidy to the employee that switches over from the agency-issued device to their own device. And those are just examples of how we can move faster because we're such a small agency.
And just briefly, what does your mobile app do?
We have a couple. One is the public-facing mobile app, and that's both on Apple and Android. And really, it's just information dissemination. They can come to the mobile app, get our studies, get our decisions that are issued, and anything that they're interested in looking up that's related to MSPB, they can find in that mobile app. Right now, we're moving from that experience, really, gain from developing that app to developing an internal mobile app that will make our internal operations more efficient.
All right, so there's a lot of data then behind feeding into that app, which makes it work and operate for people.
Yes, definitely. And it's the same set of data that we feed into our website, so we're not repeating it.
All right, we're going to take a short break. Our guests today are Chris Smith, the Chief Technology and Innovation Officer at Accenture Federal Services, Sheila Campbell, Director of the Center of Excellence in Digital Government at the General Services Administration, Bernie Mazur, CIO of the Interior Department, and Tommy Huang, CIO of the Merit Systems Protection Board. I'm Tom Temin, and you're listening to The Real Deal on Digital Government. This panel is sponsored by Accenture here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.